And I don't think it's any coincidence that we have one of the largest housing crises that we've ever seen in this state, when the number one contributor to Andrew Cuomo's campaigns are the real estate industry and corporate developers. We need a governor of New York State who will fight not only to renew our rent laws when they expire next year, but to strengthen them and to expand them, because frankly, gentrification is pushing people out, particularly black and brown people, out of the communities that they have grown up in, and it is an enormous problem, and we need rent protections, not just in buildings built before 1974, but going forward, and not just in the 8 counties in which we have rent regulation now, but across the state. It is the number one issue that people upstate, downstate, talk to me about.
Okay, thank you. Just 30 seconds. We've got to move on.
30 seconds quickly. There's no doubt that we have an affordable housing crisis. We have expanded the number of units kept in the system under rent control for the first time in 40 years. We have to do more. We have to raise the vacancy decontrol. We have the largest state investment in history in affordable housing, $20 billion. The city needs to be part of it, which Ms. Nixon keeps leaving out. And a big problem is the NYCHA housing is a national disgrace. I know it's politically sensitive, but we're losing thousands of units in NYCHA, and that's one of the main problems.
Okay, thank you, Governor. Now, to both of you, we have a series of short answer questions here. Shorter answers.
I don't know that we can do short answers.
I bet you can do it. I bet you can do it. I think you have the technology. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Nixon.